Today's Amud is Yevamos Nun Amud Aleph. We're holding a Memtes Amud Beis, about 9 lines from the bottom, by the words Mikol Makayim. So we mentioned that Menashe brought Yeshaya, his grandfather Yeshaya, to a Din Torah, claiming that Yeshaya was a Navi Sheker, and he testified that there were many different psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu said, and Yeshaya seems to contradict them. So he says he's a Navi Sheker. Yeshaya said to himself that I can answer all the questions. Menashe is not going to listen to my answers anyway, so he didn't bother giving him the terutzim. The Gemara though wants to know what Lemaisa is the answer to the stiras. So says the Gemara, Mikol Malkum Kashu Kraya Dadi. Lemaisa, we have all these stiras between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshaya. What's taka the answer? Forget about the story. We want to know Torah. We want to know the answer. So what's the pshat and the psukim? So the Gemara goes through all three stiras that Menashe asked. Number one, the era es Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu had said. That a person can't see Hashem, and then Yeshaya comes and Yeshaya says, "Ve'era es Hashem yoyishiv al kisei Rav Nisa," that he claiming that he saw Hashem. So it's a stira. How could it be? Says the Gemara that it's not a stira. Kedetanya, it's like we learned in the Braisa that kol anevi'im nistaklu bis baklaria she'ena meira. That all the other nevi'im, when they had their nevuah, so they saw it through what the Gemara says b'derech mashal, like a glass which isn't totally opaque. It wasn't totally clear. You couldn't see the exact image. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu nistaklu bis baklaria meira. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was very, very clear. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says that a person can't see Hashem. On Moshe Rabbeinu's level, Bas Baklari Amira, so a person can't see Hashem, but on every other Navi's level, and on Yeshaya's level, where it's a Baklari Yashena Mi'ira, so then he could say, Ve'eres Hashem, that I saw Hashem. I was thinking as the mashal, like a seventh grader could say, oh, I learned Meseches Yevamos, easy, very hard, very, very, very easy, I learned it, I know it. You could have a big Talmud Chacham who says, Yevamos is so hard, what is it, Stira, so which one is it? Is it hard or is it easy? Answer is, if you're learning it on a seventh grade level, so then maybe in a chanami, maybe it's easy, or whatever mesechta you wanna talk about. So then on that level, in a chanami, I know it very well, it's very easy. Learning it mamish up in, so then it can be very hard, it's not a stira. So Moshe Rabbeinu, klape his darg of nevuah, where it's in the bechinas, the spaklaria mi'ira, so then he could say that a person can't see Hashem, whereas Yeshaya is able to say at the same time, veres Hashem, because he's seeing it as Baklaria Sheina Mi'ira. Moving on to the second stira, so Menashe asked Yeshaya that Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Torah, Mikashem Elokeinu Bechol Kareinu Elav, that you could call out to Hashem whenever you want. And then Yeshaya comes and Yeshaya says, Dirshu Hashem Bihimatzai, that only at certain times when Hashem is found, that's when you should seek him. So says the Gemara, Dirshu Hashem Bihimatzai, that's not a stira, because Habiyachid, Habit Tzibur. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, Bechol Kareinu Elav, that's talking about when you're with a Tzibur. When you're with a Tzibur, so it's always a good time. However, when a person's by himself, so then it's specific times. And says the Gemara of Yachid Imas, when is the good times? When's Bihimatsa by a Yachid? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Elu Asar Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. It's referring to the Aseret Yimei Teshuva. And then the third and final stira that Menashe asked Yeshaya is that a Kodesh Baruch, is that Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Torah, Es Misper Yamecha Emale, that I'm going to fill your days, sounds like by Moshe Rabbeinu, sounds like in the Torah that a person doesn't get more life, he could just get the allotted time that he was always supposed to have. Whereas Yeshaya tells Chizkiah that Vayisafti al Yamecha Chamesh Esrei Shana. He says that you're going to get an extra 15 years of life. So how could it be? Is there extra life, or does a person just fill the days he was always allotted to have? So says the Gemara, Es Mispar Yamecha Amale, that which the Pasuk says in the Torah, Es Mispar Yamecha Amale, which Menashe understood to mean that a person can never get extra life, says the Gemara that Tanaihi, that really in truth, that's really subject to a Machlekes Tanaim, meaning really the Machlekes Yishai and Menashe, of whether or not Es Mispar Yamecha Amale can mean that a person could get extra life, is really a Machlekes Tanaim. The Tanaim we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Es Mispar Yamecha Amale, that I'm going to fulfill the days of your life, that Elu Shnei Dairis. This is referring to the years of a person's life. Shnei, not Shnei Dairis, not two Dairis. Shnei means like Shanim. The Shanim of Dairis, meaning the person's allotted time of life, that's what it's referring to. And the Gemara explains, the Braisa explains, that Zacha, if a person lives his life appropriately, if he's zaycha, so then mashlim in life. So then he'll complete the days that were always allotted for him to have. Whereas lai zacha, pais in life. If he's not zaycha, so then he's going to get less life than Rabbi Akiva. That's the way Rabbi Akiva explains the system of how Hashem designed the world to be, that a person can never get more life. If he's zaycha, he gets his full allotted time. If he's not zaycha, he's going to get less time. However, the chachamim say that zacha maisifim lai zacha pais in life. That a person could even get extra. A person could get to the darga of zacha where he's even maisif in life, where Hashem will even add life onto his time. And lai zacha, a person could also sink down low to the point that paichs in life, that Hashem deducts time from his life. Mestamed is also a level in the middle where a person just fulfills his life, the exact number that was always allotted. But there is an opportunity for a person to be maisif in life. That's the way the chachamim understand. So it's machlekas tanayim whether or not a person could get extra life. Amru lai Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva that will prove it to you that we're right, the person could get extra, because Hareyu Aimer, look at the Pasuk in Yeshaya, look at what Yeshaya said. Yeshaya tells Chizkia, Vayisafti al Yomecha Chamis Esrei Shana, that I'm going to add 15 years to your life. So you see a person could get extra. However, Amar Lahem, the Rabbi Akiva said back to them, that Mishaloi Haisifulai, that it's true he got an extra 15 years, but it really wasn't an extra 15 years, he really just got the years that were taken away from him. He was always supposed to live those 15 years. He did a chet, and he was going to lose 15 years now that he was doing the right thing, so he got those 15 years back. So even though it's called Hesiv, that it was Hesafti, Yomecha, Chamei Sesrei Shana, it's really that whatever, let's say it was 100 out of 100, he got the full 100. At one point he was going to be punished to only live 85% of his life, and now he got the full 100 back. But he's not actually getting extra than what was initially allotted to him. And Teda, Rabbi Kiva says, I'll bring you a raya, very interesting raya. What's the raya? He says, Shaharei Navi, Aymed Misnaveh. The Navi already said in Nevuah during the times of Yeravam, Rashi brings, and he said, Hinei ben Noilan lebeis David Yeshayahu Shemai. That there's going to be a child born to the Beis David. His name is going to be Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu was the son of Menasheh. Yeshayahu was the son of Menasheh. And at that point, Vadayin Lo Noilan Menasheh. Menasheh wasn't even born yet. Chizkiah was Menasheh's father. And Chizkiah had never even yet had Menasheh, who then had Yoshio. So how could the Navi say that Menasheh is going to have a son, Yoshiyahu, when Chizkiah never yet did his tshuva, he never yet had Menasheh, to be zoicha to the extra 15 years? So how could the Navi already know about that, that Chizkiah is going to do tshuva, that Chizkiah is going to do tshuva and have a son Menasheh who's going to have Yoshio? Elamai, it must be, because he really was always supposed to have that. He was always supposed to have that, those 100 years of life. He was just going to lose it, and now he's getting it back. It's not that he was getting extra. It's not that he was getting extra time. He's getting time that he was really always supposed to have. Now, for whatever reason, you can't say that the Navi just knew that he had been a Nevuah, that Chizkiah was going to make the right decision and get the extra 15 years. He goes into the Stira of Yediyah and Bechira. For whatever reason, the Gemara is not okay. Rabbi Akiva at least wasn't okay with saying such a thing. And he says that, this is a Raya. It must be he was really always supposed to live those years. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will say back, Miksiv Mechiskia Lebeis Daviksiv. It doesn't say in the Pasuk that Yeshio is going to be born from Chizkiah. It just said that Beis David is going to have such a child. Imi Chizkiah Nailad, Imi Inishachrina. So if it's not going to be Chizkiah, so then it'll be someone else. The Navi could know that that's going to happen, even though Chizkiah was never supposed to be the one to have that Zchus, because maybe someone else would have had that Zchus. It happens to be Chizkiah got extra years of life. He ended up doing it, and he's getting extra years of life, and now he's going to be the one who's going to be the ultimate father of Yeshio or grandfather. But it's not a raya that really he was always supposed to have these years. The Pasuk never said it was going to come necessarily from Chizkiah. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now we mentioned in the Mishnah a whole bunch of cases that basically all said the same yisoid, that a person, even though he's not allowed to marry Achis Ishtai, a person's not allowed to marry his wife's sister, if she dies, then he can marry her. Also, even if he divorces her, he can't marry her. But if he divorces her and then his wife dies, then he could marry Achis Ishtai. And also, if he divorces her and she gets remarried, he cannot marry Achis Ishtai. But if then his wife dies, he could. And the same thing by Yavama, all the same types of Sirim. So says the Gemara that Ishtai Shemesev v'chulu yevim teshmeisa v'chulu amr Rav Yosef says Rav Yosef the kan shana Rabbi Mishnah shein etzricha. The lechayer all these cases are very pashut. Rashi says the zil kari be ravu that someone that even a young child in cheder could figure out that all that these are the halachis. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says aleh bechayeha. It's only when his wife's alive and anytime his wife's alive. So then a person is not allowed to marry his wife's sister. It's only if she dies. So that all the cases of our Mishnah lechayer are pashut. Haj and alach achaylates. As Hashem after Pesach, we'll continue with the fifth paragraph of Masechet Yevamos.